This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There are moments when we witness the horrors of violence and oppression being unleashed upon our brothers and sisters around the world, as we are witnessing right now in Gaza and Palestine. And there can be sometimes a sense of hopelessness that may kind of wash over somebody, or that might affect someone very deeply and profoundly. But what we have to do is we have to remember to go back to the Quran and to go back to the promise of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about a remarkable moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Musa alayhi salam to Fir'aun, Pharaoh, one of the most oppressive, terrible human beings this world has ever witnessed, to make him fear God, tell him to fear Allah, and to also have Bani Israel released from the subjugation and the slavery and the torture that he had afflicted upon them. When he refused to listen and to cooperate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam, وَلَقَدْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي لَيْلًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam, take my servants and leave in the middle of the night. إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ, but they will come after you. So Fir'aun amasses together maybe the biggest army the world had seen at that time, and he comes after them. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. This is the moment I wanted to talk about. That as Musa alayhi salam with Bani Israel, they're trying to escape, they reach the ocean, and they turn around and Fir'aun's bloodthirsty army has arrived. It's the ocean in front of them and the army behind them. It's death ahead of them, death behind them. And they say, إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ, Musa, what have you done? We are done. And Musa alayhi salam responds very powerfully and confidently in that moment, كَلَّا, absolutely not. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ, my Lord is with me and He will make a way for me. He will guide me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَأُوحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ, when we believe, and when we put our faith and trust in Allah, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes rushing to our aid. فَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ أَنِدْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرَ. Allah says that we commanded Moses, go and strike the sea with your staff. So he wades into the water until the water is all the way to his chest. And he says, this is as far as I can go. Bismillah. And he strikes the sea with his staff. فَانْفَلَقْ, and the sea split. فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ, the water stood up like mountains on either side. يَبَسًا لَا تَخَافُ دَرَكًا وَلَا تَخْشَىٰ, that the floor of the ocean became dry. And they crossed through. وَزَّفْنَا ثَمَّ الْآخَرِينَ ثُمَّ أَنْجَيْنَا مُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. But Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel, they were able to pass through safe and sound, and Fir'aun and his army were drowned in that same ocean that they had just crossed through. Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel had just crossed through. The help of Allah, the miracles, miracles do happen. We just have to remember to believe. So keep talking about what's going on, raising awareness, and keep praying and making dua, and keep finding strength in the Quran and in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, and know that the promise of Allah is real and it is true, and Allah will never forsake us. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.